This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Another hour, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on this Tuesday. Let's dig into slavery a little bit, shall we? Speaking of the street animals being lied to and believing it, let's talk about violent left-wing groups. The recruiting has begun, morale in the Border Patrol, and so much more coming up this final hour on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, we've been talking a lot about the street animals and how they believe things that aren't real because the elite communist scum lie to them all the time, constantly lying. And then you end up with voicemails like this.
Here comes the separation of the children.
I should note that you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and you can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
Here comes the separation of the children from their parents, just like he did on his first 4 years as president. You know, in a lot of ways, he's like a slave owner, separating children from their families by making a profit by selling the children to another slave owner.
Okay, let's set aside the insanity of that person. And everyone knows by now, but just a heads up, you separate children from the adult they show up with as a basic act of security because adults will take kids who are not their own and use them as a shield to get into the country. The cartels have kids that get passed around all the time. The kid will get the cartel guy in, and they'll turn around and ship the kid back down south to escort the next cartel guy up into the country. Anyway, setting that aside, here's an article too, speaking of slavery. People are asking, can slavery come back after Trump? Listen, we have slavery here now. People are under the impression that because it's not transatlantic chattel slavery of Africans, that slavery is somehow gone. You understand that Democrats brought slavery back in a big, big way in the last 4 years. 15 million people, and that number is short. I'm just going to keep using the number 15 million, but 15 million people have crossed this border in the last 4 years because Democrats opened up the border on purpose. Do you have any idea how many millions of those people are slaves now in this country? Children living a life of hell. Women, especially the younger, more attractive women, living a life of slavery. The worst kinds of slavery. We have slavery in the United States of America. And if we're going to nitpick it, judging just off of the numbers, we have experienced in the last 3.5 years, almost 4 years, the largest slave trade in the history of mankind. It dwarfs any other slave trade. I'm talking Roman conquests, the chattel slavery of old, you name it. 15 plus million people in 4 years, most of them working as slaves here in the United States of America. Democrats in this country facilitated the largest slave trade in the history of mankind, and now women and children live in hell right next to us in our country as slaves, the kind of slaves you don't want to think about. That was done on purpose by Democrats. And yet they'll print articles about Donald Trump bringing back slavery because they know brain dead morons like this will take it hook, line, and sinker.
Here comes the separation of the children from their parents, just like he did on his first 4 years as president. You know, in a lot of ways, he's like a slave owner, separating children from their families by making a profit by selling the children to another slave owner.
Yeah, psychopath. Cheese Master Jesse, I heard they are teaching a class at Cornell called Climate Change and Food. They want to eliminate meat and dairy. Jesse, they're coming for your cheese. Can Trump convene a conference of scientists, pro and con, to duke it out and put this insidious religion of CO2 climate change to rest once and for all? The big lies created more fear for the future than nuclear war. I pray for the children with this perception. Okay, so can Trump call a conference together and fix this? Well, no, we should not delude ourselves into thinking because we won a 4-year Trump presidency that Trump is able or even willing to go in there and cure all the ills. I wanted to read this email, and I know this guy knows this, but this is still up to us. You know, we won that election. You did. Every single person who got off the couch and did anything, get out the vote efforts, dragged somebody to the polls, ran for office, what every person who did something won that election. You won that election. But our work does not and cannot stop here. We have to keep working. Every cause, every election, it can't be a once every 4 year thing. Once every 4 years, we wait till there's a GOP nominee for president, and then we run to the internet and we purchase our latest Vance t-shirt or whoever the next guy will be. We purchase our Vance hats and Vance t-shirts, and then we dig in and then we get involved. And then once our guy wins, Lord willing, then we turn around and say, there, fix all the problems. No. Between now and the next time there's a presidential election, there will be so many important things and important causes we have to fight. When it comes to what this guy brought up, this insane belief in man-made climate change, that is a battle we have to fight with our children, with our friends. And that is not a battle you should ever back off of. And people tend to back off of that one for one of two reasons. Either A, they don't feel educated enough, because you'll have some, well, if you check the CO2 levels from 1945, they either don't feel educated enough to counter that, or B, it feels so widespread that the insane belief is so pervasive that they just don't want to swim against the ocean and they don't feel like they should. No. Fight every single battle, because these people are not only wrong about the whole thing, you're not changing the freaking climate, that's so stupid it's absurd, they're not only wrong, they're all in it for the money.
So I want to address tonight a topic that is on everyone's mind, the U.S. election. For those of us dedicated to climate action, last week's outcome in the United States is obviously bitterly disappointing, particularly because of the unprecedented resources and ambition President Biden and Vice President Harris brought to the climate fight. Starting with our bold 2030 NDC to cut emissions by 50 to 52% below 2005 levels,
This is John Podesta, by the way. I know it's boring, but listen, this is exactly what they do. You hear what I mean about the, well, with the unprecedented and the CO2.
Rejoining Paris by making the largest investment in climate and clean energy in history through the inflation reduction.
Just like I said, through the Inflation Reduction Act, they blood-sucked $1 trillion out of your wallet and handed it to their friends.
Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law. The president's commitment to quadruple international climate funds from the United States to $11 billion per year. It is clear that the next administration will try to take a U-turn and reverse much of this progress. But that is the reality. In January, we're going to inaugurate a president whose relationship to climate change is captured by the words hoax and fossil fuels. He's vowed to dismantle our environmental safeguards and once again withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement. That is what he has said, and we should believe him.
Daggone right. Jesse, I'm afraid the GOP will compromise and water down the conservative agenda. But they should ask Tampon Tim what to do when you have a paper-thin majority, as he did in Minnesota after the 2022 elections. He will tell you that you should ignore the minority and ram through the most extreme agenda you can imagine. Well, we do have to be ready for disappointments, and most definitely disappointments from the GOP. The GOP House is going to disappoint us. The GOP Senate is going to disappoint us. Trump himself is going to disappoint us. This is politics. Everything isn't a win, and everyone isn't going to get things right all the time. I share your concerns about the GOP House and or GOP Senate watering things down. I think it's inevitable they will water things down. But this goes back to what we were just discussing about all the battles between now and 4 years from now. We have to start getting more involved in changing the GOP. And you don't do that by electing one president. You do that in the primaries. All right? All right. Let's talk about, speaking of foreign affairs and Israel, the rockets are still raining down. People are still under fire. Netanyahu came out today and admitted, surprise, surprise, that Israel was behind all that pager exploding stuff. So, look, the war continues on. Iran is desperate. The Houthis, no one seems to be able to get a handle on the Houthi rebels over there. Israel is taking the brunt of all this, and the people of Israel, the people need your help. Not the government, the people. The people are suffering. There are people over there who still don't have homes. They need food, firefighting equipment. They need flak jackets. They need help. And the IFCJ, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they're providing that help on the ground. Help them. Go to supportifcj.org and help. Or you can call them 888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, an amazing Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, I don't freak out about the Trump appointments so far. I like a lot of them, most of them. I don't love all of them. Ratcliffe, I didn't even mention Ratcliffe. John Ratcliffe of Texas. Trump announced him earlier today taking over the CIA. I put some feelers out there. I'm already familiar with Ratcliffe, but put some feelers out there with people I trust. What do you think? I got Universal. I like it. It's a good pick. I like it. It's a good pick. Is he perfect? Of course not. Good pick. So far, it's looking good. Let's do some emails, shall we? Dear Iceman, this Veterans Day, I was moved to write you about my husband, an honorably discharged Army sergeant who is my hero. There are people like Mr. Vindman or Buttgig who use their service as both a shield and weapon against criticism, and then there's the majority. The majority are service people like my husband, who even after two tours to Iraq feel like their service wasn't a big deal, like they didn't do much. My husband always tells me I didn't have to go through anything like the Vietnam or World War II vets went through. They're the real heroes. I'm in awe of his service. He shouldered it without complaint, leaving our week-old daughter for a year, our first baby. He's the toughest guy I know. He's a big fan of yours, and I wonder if you could give him a shout-out. His name is Garth, and I would be honored to give the man a shout out. And Garth, sounds like you have yourself a woman who absolutely adores you. Hang on to that one. Jesse, I'd like to know what your opinion is on why Liz Cheney hates Donald Trump so bad. I don't think we've ever heard anyone explain this in depth. Well, I talked about this a little bit last week. Remember, egos are a big thing with all people. When people become television characters for us, then we tend to forget that there's a human element in all of them as well. And that's what most of these politicians really are. You're never going to meet them, or probably won't. I'm never going to meet them, or probably, well, actually, I guess there's a chance I will, but I don't care to meet them. But so who are they? They're people you see on the news. You see them, giving a speech somewhere. They're television characters. And so because they're not 3D human beings we talk to, we laugh with, we shake hands with, we can lose sight of the very, very human elements that remain in these people. And ego is something everyone struggles with, especially dudes who have accomplished things that they love to put on their resume. When you graduate from Harvard, that diploma is probably going to be displayed somewhere. It just is. When you win a college football championship, well, whatever, you're a state champion in something, people are probably going to know it when they walk through your house. Might even wear the championship ring. When you're a United States senator, there's only 100 of them in the world. When you're a president, vice president, these people are understandably pretty proud. And that pride can do what pride so often does. It can get in your way. The Liz Cheney thing goes clear back to Dick Cheney and Donald Trump. Donald Trump, before he was even involved in politics, was loudly against Iraq and Afghanistan. Loudly. And that was not a popular position back when Trump was taking that position. Trump said, "What are we doing? I don't understand what this is for. Wait, we're not even taking the oil. What are we doing all this for?" Well, Iraq was the George Bush, Dick Cheney show. It was their brainchild. It was what they wanted. It was their idea. And they really, really chafed at Donald Trump and his public criticism of them. And then Trump, you know, in Trump's way, Trump didn't never let off that. He stayed on that and stayed on that. And Trump's foreign policy is radically different than those of the neoconservative types, the George W. Bushes, the Dick Cheneys, the invade everywhere at all times thing. Trump is much more of a non-interventionist. And I don't want to breeze past this point because I want to make sure everyone understands this is a huge, huge, huge problem the, quote, deep state has with Donald Trump. I suspect it's just a theory. It's their main problem with Donald Trump. When it comes to our foreign policy, America invading everywhere, being everywhere forever is a multi-trillion dollar enterprise. Trillions of dollars change hands, defense contractors, politicians, this government, that government, trillions of dollars. The number of people in this country who live in mansions and have fancy cars and boats because of war, if you were to ever read what that number was, and I don't know, and I'm not holding it back from you, it would make you weep, the number of people who've gotten rich off of that. Huge industries are held up based on this ridiculous idea that we should go everywhere at all times and that we are responsible for the entire globe. People will guard. People will kill for $50. If you walk it down the wrong street in New Orleans, you can die for $50. What will people do to protect $1 trillion? A lot. And that Trump wants to put a stop to that stuff, really big deal. All right, back to the emails. Jesse, thanks for everything you're doing for us constitutional conservatives. You're all good. I'd like to make my first purchase on GovX. You read off the discount code a few minutes ago, but I missed it. What discount code should I use? Jesse, all my discount codes, all the promo codes, they're all, it's always Jesse. And I insist on that. I demand it because it's easier to remember. So if we ever get one that's not that, we just send it right back and say, no, change it to Jesse. Because that way, people don't get confused. People can't sit and hang on every single word. And yes, GovX is ridiculously cool. I'm warning you before you go get your free membership. If you are current or former military or a family member, current or former first responder or a family member, you qualify for a free membership at GovX. You are going to spend a ridiculous amount of time and money at GovX.com because they have the greatest stuff you've ever seen in your life at such heavy discounts, you almost feel like you have to. Well, I guess I do need some new boots. Oh, I guess I need some shades. They've got Ray-Bans, Oakleys, a new cooler. Yep, Yeti's on there too. Need some Danner boots? Need a knee sleeve? How about a switchblade? GovX.com. Promo code Jesse gets you $15 off your first purchase, so make sure you get $15 free. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. Let's talk about this Colorado Secretary of State next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So you remember that Colorado Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold is her name, the one who accidentally leaked the campaign, the passwords for the voting systems online? Yeah, I think she might be going to prison.
To an investigation involving the Colorado Secretary of State's office. The DA's office says it has received two affidavits alleging election laws were violated. As we've reported, hundreds of voting systems passwords were leaked on the Secretary of State's website. That leak included passwords to El Paso County election equipment. According to Jenna Griswold's office, a former staff member created the spreadsheet with the passwords in a hidden tab. That staff member later left the department. The Secretary of State's office maintains the leak did not pose an immediate security threat to the state's elections.
You know what's going to crack me up? When we finally start getting arrests, how much it's going to shock so many of these communists who are in power. Because they're just animals, right? They're just street animals, and they come up as activists, and they're so used to being able to conduct themselves any way they see fit. It's like Jamal Bowman. Remember Jamal Bowman? He lost his re-election. Obviously, he lost his primary. But remember Jamal Bowman just yanks the fire alarm in Congress?
as if he's back on the streets, just goes and yanks the fire alarm to disrupt the proceeding. And somehow that big boob didn't realize everything's on camera in the Capitol. There are just cameras everywhere you look. Cameras here and cameras there. And he just, he couldn't help himself. He's a street animal from way back, and he just goes and yanks it. Jenna Griswold's a street animal too. She's been a career communist activist, and she gets into the Secretary of State's office, and she's so used to just acting like an animal that she'll just do things like leak the passwords. They'll just commit felonies. And the shock on their faces when these animals start going to prison is going to be amazing. Speaking of two tickets to paradise, this guy wants the illegals to go back.
Jesse, Trucker Bob says illegal aliens who have any police contact should be deported immediately along with any illegal alien family members. If their status is discovered in going to school without speaking fluent English, doing business in any other way, the alien should be removed. They broke into my home. Who do you think you are? If you would tell me, I should let them stay. They don't deserve a job, a dwelling, a kindergarten class that you want me to pay for or allow them access to. They should get only what their illegal entry has earned, which is a fast ride back to their home, not a place in mine.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty accurate, too. And that's what it sounds like they're going to get. Tom Homan certainly doesn't sound like he's playing games.
No, exactly not. Look, the View, it's like the Island of the Misfit Toys. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. President Trump has made it clear. We will prioritize public safety threats and national security threats first. And that's what the focus will be. And there's over 1.5 convicted criminal aliens in this country with final orders removal that we're going to be looking for. There's thousands of gang members, illegal alien gang members we're going to be looking for. Now, I'm going to say, if you're in the country illegally, you shouldn't feel comfortable. Absolutely not. I won't feel comfortable if I'm in a country illegally. If I'm in some other country illegally, I'm not going to be comfortable. You shouldn't be comfortable either, because when you enter this country illegally, you have committed a crime. You are a criminal, and you're not off the table.
Now we're talking. Border Patrol morale through the roof after Trump's victory, the union president says. That's according to the Daily Wire. I have heard that exact thing about Border Patrol from my guys I know in there and the military. The infantry types, the Marines, Army Rangers, these types, they were celebrating, to put it mildly, on election night. Oh, speaking of commies, Representative Jayapal, however you say your stupid name, the young ones are so dumb that they can't control their mouths sometimes, and they give away the game.
I don't think it's in opposition at all. I think, obviously, would I be, you know, am I championing getting rid of the filibuster now when the Senate has the trifecta? No. But had we had the trifecta, I would have been, because we have to show that government can deliver. And right.
Oh, the filibuster? No. We can't get rid of that now. That was only for when we had power. I was going to do that when we had power. Oh, gosh. Anti-creme brulee whisperer. Hold on. I am not anti-creme brulee. I'm Mr. Creme brulee. Okay? You can call me Papa Cream. No, don't call me that. But I love creme brulee. The joke was Buck Sexton eating pistachio creme brulee, which I didn't even know that was a thing. On election night, you should be having chicken wings and pizza, something American on election night. I don't even know what that is. Anyway, the guy said, when did the tide turn and conservatives wake up? For me, it was when a man defending his daughter was arrested at a school board meeting. Can you point to a pivotal moment that turned the tide against the commies? Says his name is Dave. I don't think you can point to one pivotal moment, because every moment will make a different impact on different people based on what your loves are, what your hates are, what your motivations are, what your life experiences are. See, for instance, you brought up the dad and the schools. I think it was a combination of a bunch of things. The truth is that the communists, their great strength is also their great weakness. The great strength of the communist is they don't ever stop or back off. Doesn't matter whether they have a lot of power or a little power. It is all gas, no brakes, all the time. Forward, destroy.
And because that's their attitude, they have really moved this culture their direction. They've been very, very, very successful at moving the overall culture in their direction over the years. But there is a negative to it. There's a negative to never being able to turn it off. You get to a point where you are turning people off and turning people against you, and you can't stop. You can't help yourself. They can't help themselves. They just consume and destroy and consume and destroy and consume and destroy. And if anybody, any of the more sane voices in their party ever speak up and say, whoa, 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 hold on. Maybe not. Hey, look, I don't think we need to completely embrace the tranny thing, guys. It's weird and it's gross, and it really turns parents off, mothers and fathers, when they think about their daughters. It's not a good thing. That guy will get destroyed by his own party. If anybody says, hey, maybe we should slow down, we're going too far, the second one of those voices pops his head up, they descend on him like a pack of wolves and tear him to pieces. It's their great strength. Right? They're always on offense, always moving forward, always destroying everything at all times. But they couldn't help their worst impulses. Honestly, I brought up earlier how evil the Biden administration was. Don't discount that either. They kept arresting Donald Trump. They kept trying to charge their political opponent with crimes. You want to hear an amazing statistic I saw? People had issues they voted on. Big issues. The big ones were, unsurprisingly, immigration, inflation. Those were the big issues. But democracy, you know, preserving democracy, it was also one of the big issues that they found in exit polling. You want to laugh? Guess which of the two candidates won the democracy voter? Trump did. Democrats spent 24 hours a day staring at the camera, telling the entire country that Donald Trump was a threat to democracy. And if you walked into the voting booth on election day and you had democracy on your mind, the chances are the majority of those people voted for Donald Trump. We know that now from exit polls. Why? Again, they couldn't help themselves. Well, we have the Justice Department. We have a jurisdiction in New York. We have Fulton County, Georgia. We want to stop Trump. Hey, let's just arrest him. Why wouldn't we arrest him? We'll make up some crimes and we'll arrest him. That sounds good, right? Nobody can control the demonic impulses of the communist, and as such, they take things too far. You mentioned the school board thing. Parents were justifiably angry about what was happening in schools. So they started showing up at these school board meetings and raising a little bit of hell, just noise, right? Just yelling. They sent the FBI after those people. It scared people. All right. One more segment left. We'll discuss the violent left-wing groups beginning their recruiting. But first, let's discuss relief factors, shall we? Let's get rid of that pain in your life. That daily pain that it sucks the joy right out of your life, doesn't it? The fact that your knee hurts all the time, your foot hurts, you have that thigh injury. Your body's trying to fight that inflammation. I know you want to go back to being able to work in construction, play in golf. You want to be able to go on a hike. You can. That pain doesn't have to stay with you forever. Relief Factor is a daily supplement, 100% drug-free. It gives your body what it needs to fight that inflammation. For $19.95, you can get pain out of your life. That buys you a three-week quick start kit of Relief Factor. $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Quick update on the Senate leadership thing. The Senate leadership fight. McConnell wants it to be Cornyn or Thune. Rick Scott, who obviously is not perfect, he's got, had some quacky ideas on guns, but probably the best of those three options. As of yesterday, the leader was thought to be John Cornyn. As of right now, sorry, it's no longer John Cornyn, as from what I understand, but they think it's John Thune. They think John Thune might emerge from this thing as the leader. And it's not good. I'm not going to lie. It's not good. But it's also not the end of the world. Until we start getting better about the primary process, this is what it's going to be. Jesse, do you think the Fed is going to do the opposite thing they need to do with rates to try and hurt the economy to try to make Trump look bad? I don't know. There's going to be, if Trump really starts cleaning out the government, like it looks like he intends to do, then the resistance to him from very powerful forces is going to be a lot. Is it going to be enough? I don't know. He appears to be a lot sharper this time, a lot more ready for it this time. He is bringing in sharp people. I don't know, but it's going to be fun to watch. Jesse, what's with Carrie Lake? She's so great. I send her money from Massachusetts. Why is she always losing? Is there a place for her in the Trump administration? Listen, there are people who we fall in love with, or who you may fall in love with, politicians who are media darlings or conservative media darlings, and Trump is so popular on the right that you'll get a lot of this from Trump people. If Trump loves somebody and someone loves him, if they've, you know, showered him with enough adoration that Trump loves them, if they do that, then Trump will elevate them of, this is the person, this is who I want. But oftentimes these candidates, they can't be Donald Trump. There's only one Donald Trump. Every race tells its own tale, meaning people don't understand how anyone could walk in and vote for Trump and then vote for this Ruben Gallego dork, this commie. This guy sucks. How could you do that? How could people split tickets that way? The voter is hard to understand. You are easy to understand. I am easy to understand. When I walk in the voting booth, I am every single time, without fail, I'm going to vote for the furthest right candidate on every single seat. Period. That's what I'm going to do. You're probably very similar. Yeah, I bet you do pretty much the same. But we vote for different reasons. We vote for the right reasons. Logical reasons, what's best for the country. We have an idea behind it, but there are people all across the country who do not vote that way. They will vote for Trump because he's cool. You know, you're voting for Trump so we can secure the border. Ah, Trump seems cool. I've heard that before. They'll not vote for Carrie Lake because this turns them off or that turned them off. And on top of everything else, Arizona is a very, very odd state. It is a different kind of electorate there. It's hard to explain. And honestly, I don't think I can explain it. I've never been able to put it into words. And being as how I ran twice there and lost twice, maybe I'm the last one who gets to explain it, because clearly I haven't figured it out either. It's an odd place. It's a different kind of a state. They do things differently. They elect a different kind of Republican. It has just always been that way.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Violent left-wing groups begin recruiting for Trump's inauguration. I think I've changed my mind on going to the inauguration. I said last night I was gonna, and I still might, but it's not the violent groups. I don't really care about that. I keep hearing bad things about the crowds, man, that it is a nightmare to get in. It's a nightmare to get out. There's nowhere if you have to go pee. It sounds like the worst thing for me in the history of mankind. Plus, there'll be so many people there. Corporate executives sit on the board of hospitals that perform child sex changes. That's right, executives at Costco, General Motors, T-Mobile, Procter & Gamble, Wells Fargo, and Kroger are board members at the 12 leading hospitals on the medical watchdog Do No Harm's list of healthcare facilities. So do with that what you will. Donald Trump Jr., Zelensky will be, quote, losing his allowance. I cannot wait until we stop just having to grab our ankles for every single cause and person on this planet. In the very least, if I got nothing else out of the Trump presidency, at least the adults are going to handle foreign policy again, where we don't feel like it's our job to just take it on the chin from everybody. Federal judge strikes down Illinois gun ban as unconstitutional, and the state quickly appeals. The blue states are going so hard left as fast as they can. California in Illinois, we don't talk about enough. New York gets more pub than Illinois. New York, dare I say it? No, it's not going red. But New York is getting slightly saner. They are moving more to the right. Illinois, there's none of that at all. They are going as hard left as possible. And California just can't seem to save itself. Democrats are denying the results of Pennsylvania's Senate election. Well, yes. Democrats have denied elections since Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump. It was only after they stole one they told you that was a national security risk. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow to do it again and have some more fun, all right? That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.